So with the chap I'm talking to on the phone right now here at Cheshire Silk 106.9, if I talked to him about radio, I would bore you to tears. He is a hero of mine from a rather large radio station elsewhere. But his name is Mark Radcliffe. How are you, Mark? You all right?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all, not bad at all. So let's not talk shop and bore everybody to tears.
Well, I've been boring everybody for about 40 years now, so I don't see any reason to stop, you know, at this time in life. But yeah, whatever you like, yeah.
Is it that long, is it?
It is, actually. This year is my 40th year in radio, can you believe it? 79, Piccadilly Radio in Manchester.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my days. Mm. Let's talk about the Christie. Let's talk about the Carol concert in Macclesfield anyway. What's come about this then? What's happening?
Well, I mean, obviously we're very lucky to have the Christie. I mean, I'm one of the very lucky people who went through the Christie and is still here to tell the tale and about the amazing work they do. And so, you know, I vowed that if I got through my cancer, which I have, I'm in remission at the moment. I finished treatment about a year ago. That I would do what I can to help them, and now they're opening a new centre for East Cheshire in Macclesfield. You know, it's going to be in the grounds of the hospital there, and I mean, it's amazing. You know, I mean, already we've got the luxury of, you know, you live in Macclesfield, the Christie's not that far, but you're going to have something right in town now to do, and it's going to make it much easier. I know what it's like, because it's going to make it much easier for things like radiotherapy, where you might have to go for an extended period on a daily basis, and if you've got to travel into Manchester and then there are inevitably delays with these things, then you know, it can take up a lot of time. Of course, none of that matters compared to getting well, but you know, it will be amazing to have this thing in Cheshire. It will help a lot of people.
I must ask you, if you don't mind me asking, how are you doing now anyway?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I had cancer in my on my tongue and in my throat, which some people have suggested as divine retribution for all the rubbish I've talked all these years.
Oh, don't be like that. Oh.
I had an operation, chemotherapy and radiotherapy, and I had a rough winter last winter. But I'm okay. I had my 12 months since treatment scans done yesterday, and I'll get the results from those next week, so to check everything's fine. But I don't worry about it. I think I have great belief that I am fine and that they sorted me out, and so but nevertheless, I mean, to get the all clear next week will be a nice tonic in time for Christmas, and then I go through that every so often for the next, well, it's for 5 years, so for the next 4 years, and eventually they sign you off after 5 years.
Wow. So let's talk about the Carol concert then.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it?
Really looking forward to it. Yeah, no, it's really good. I mean, you know, I always do like to have get to a Carol concert. It is still, you know, even if you're not religious, I think it is still, you know, a wonderful sound and a wonderful sights and sounds. It makes you really feel Christmassy. And this is on Tuesday the 17th, and it's going to be Macclesfield Youth Brass Band and local students from Fallybroom Academy. Is that what it's called?
It is. Do you know much about Fallybroom Academy, Mark?
I don't know a lot about it. You tell me.
Well, basically, they have this amazing performing arts theatre. They are a performing arts specialist school. So they do all the usual school stuff, right? But then they specialise in all of this theatrical stuff and singing. They have a couple of bands that play locally as well.
Right.
So you're in for a bit of a treat with Fallybroom Academy.
I believe they were, yeah, no, people tell me they're, you know, right on the money. And also, as a professional singer and Christie charity supporter, Catherine Farrow is going to do a bit as well. It's all at St. Michael and All Angels Church. And, you've got to buy tickets for it. But the proceeds go towards the $23 million that we want to raise to get this Christie at Macclesfield up and running.
I must ask you about you, though, Mark. Are you going to be hosting this in the Mark Radcliffe that I remember style from back in the 90s? I mean, are you going to be nice and chilled and just present it?
Well, I think I am quite relaxed generally. You know, I mean, I don't really I'm not one of these over-excitable hosts. You know, I don't. If I go and see something, I don't like to see whoever's hosting it yelling at me and being overexcited. You know, I like to take things gently and mid-stride and everything. But I mean, I think I'll be swept along by the music and by the contribution and the efforts of everyone involved. You know, I think that, you know, a lot of my work has been sort of based on a sort of healthy cynicism for things. Well, I can't see there being much place for that at a carol concert to raise money for a cancer centre, can you?
No, absolutely not. No. Right, listen, Mark, can you just do me one really big favour, if you really don't mind?
Yeah.
Just for old time's sake, can you just like say stop and then I can say carry on or vice versa?
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I think Mark Riley used to say both of them in the end, so I don't suppose it really matters. But I think he used to do it in a high-pitched voice, did he? I can't really remember. It's so long ago, even though it was the last thing that was said on the Radio 1 show, which, can you believe, finished in the afternoons in 2004. 15 years has gone by.
I was 14.
Since that happened, and so yeah, so it's finished. So I think it went. I think it went. Stop.
Carry on.
Yeah, something like that. I think that was it. I mean, people who were listening to this and saying, "What the heck's all that about?" would be amazed to find that, you know, on material as thin as that, I made a Radio 1 national radio career. You know, it seems extraordinary that I'm still knocking about, really. But, you know, I'm grateful for it, and I'm really grateful to the Christie, obviously, for getting me to this point.
Mark, you are a hero of mine. Thank you very much for talking to me about your journey as well, and all the best for next week, and enjoy the Macclesfield Carol concert, and thank you for talking to us.
Come along, everybody. Tuesday the 17th at St. Michael and All Angels Church, and it's for the best possible cause for Macclesfield and the surrounding area, so thanks a lot.